abortion services will return to Wisconsin next week, more than a year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It's a really busy news day on this Friday, September 15th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Anya Van Wagtendonk reports that Republicans in the state Senate have voted to fire Wisconsin's top elections administrator. And Sarah Lear has the latest on the future of the state's political district maps. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A legal battle is brewing after the Wisconsin State Senate voted yesterday to fire the state's top elections official. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the DOJ has sued to keep Megan Wolf in place.
After months of procedural wrangling, Republicans in the state Senate voted for Wolf's ouster. Attorney General Josh Call, a Democrat, immediately filed suit. In the lawsuit, the DOJ says that the Senate vote was illegal. That's because of a state Supreme Court decision from last year suggesting that Wolf is allowed to stay in place past the expiration of her term this summer. While the legal challenge is being resolved, Wolf said that she will continue to show up to work.
The 2024 election cycle begins in less than 3 months. There is such important work ahead, and my hope is that we will quickly get the clarity that we need from the courts.
Republicans have said that they want a new administrator in place to shore up voter confidence after years of baseless claims of fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Senate Republicans also voted yesterday to override Democratic Governor Tony Evers' partial budget veto, which increased funding to public schools for the next 400 years. Republicans said Evers' plan to give school districts the ability to collect an additional $300 per student annually is, quote, ridiculous. They also voted to override the governor's veto of a $3.5 billion tax cut that Republicans had included in the state budget. Senate Democrat LaTanya Johnson said the vote is a reflection of the GOP's morals and values.
There is something seriously wrong with Republicans if they are willing to give away billions of dollars in tax breaks to their wealthy donors and on the same day cut sustainable funding for our children's schools.
In order to overturn the governor's veto, both chambers would need to approve the override by a two-thirds majority, and it looks like Republicans are likely short of the votes they would need in the assembly. Speaking of the assembly, Republicans there advanced a proposal yesterday to revamp Wisconsin's process for drawing political districts. As Sarah Lear reports, the move ahead of the 2024 election comes as the GOP fends off lawsuits over Wisconsin's existing legislative maps.
Under the changes, a nonpartisan bureau would propose electoral boundaries, which lawmakers and the governor would approve. The surprise proposal comes amid two ongoing lawsuits challenging districts that were drawn by Republican lawmakers. Those suits were filed in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which flipped last month to liberal control. Representative Katrina Shankland was among the Democrats who tried and failed Thursday to send the fast-tracked proposal to committee for a public hearing.
What we are seeing afoot in this legislature are not only shenanigans, but incredibly partisan, sketchy, and really rushed shenanigans.
One Democrat joined Republicans in passing the bill. It now heads to the state Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers calls it a bogus attempt to control elections and would likely veto the measure. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The president of the United Auto Workers says all union locals should be prepared to go on strike today. The union's contracts with all three U.S. automakers expired at midnight. UAW President Sean Fain says any work stoppages will be targeted at specific plants or part suppliers. Steve Frisk, president of UAW Local 722, represents GM and Ford workers in western Wisconsin. He says he hopes the union and big three automakers can come to an agreement for a fair contract, but he says a strike might be necessary to restore wages and benefits that workers have lost over the last 15 years.
But at this point, we feel that we have to draw the line in the sand to these companies and say, you need to do better. You need to share what you're making. You're making record profits every year, and you don't want to share it with the people that get you those record profits.
There are about 200 UAW members at distribution sites in Hudson, Menominee, and Milwaukee. Coming up, All Things Considered host here on WPR, Brady Carlson. He's going to sit down with reporter Bridget Bowden to discuss the news that abortion services are returning to Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, for more than a year, Wisconsinites looking for abortion services have had to go out of state. The U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization overturned Roe v. Wade and allowed state bans on abortion to go back into effect. But yesterday, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, which operated three of the state's four abortion clinics before that Supreme Court ruling, said it would bring abortion service back to Wisconsin. All Things Considered host Brady Carlson talked yesterday with WPR's Bridget Bowden about the announcement.
To start, what exactly is Planned Parenthood planning to do starting next week?
So they're planning to resume abortion services at two of their abortion clinics, one in Milwaukee and one in Madison, starting this coming Monday. Before the Dobbs decision, there was a third Planned Parenthood clinic located in Sheboygan that offered medication abortion. And while they're not opening that one just yet, they say they're working towards it in the coming weeks.
Planned Parenthood had said after the Dobbs decision that they could no longer provide abortions in Wisconsin, but that's what they're planning to do next week. So what's changed?
So Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says they have maintained that the state's ban on abortion was not enforceable ever since the Dobbs decision. But they decided to suspend abortion services because of the threat that they or their doctors could be prosecuted under that law. Now they're citing a Dane County judge's ruling from July that said the abortion law only applied to feticide or assault and battery that results in the end of a pregnancy and not to consensual abortion. So they say that this ruling clears the way for them to resume abortion services. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin CEO and President Tanya Atkinson said that they intend to continue abortions until a court rules that they can't.
We are completely confident that it's been made clear that that the 1849 law does not apply to voluntary abortion. So we are very confident in that read and that analysis.
What's the reaction been so far to this announcement?
Yeah, it's been about what you would expect. Democrats like Governor Tony Evers have supported the decision, saying the court's ruling does in fact mean that they can perform abortions. But Republicans like State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have spoken against it.
If Planned Parenthood is so convinced that they are going to win at the state Supreme Court, that they are willing to break the law, which the law in the book still is the 1849 statute, it's just another reminder that some people flout the law, whether or not it's on the books or not.
And the speaker mentioned the Wisconsin Supreme Court there, which is where pretty much everyone expects this issue to eventually end up.
That's right. Although the case is still active in Dane County Court right now, it is largely expected that it will eventually end up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And as of last month, that court has a new 4-3 liberal majority.
That's WPR's Bridget Bowden with the latest on yesterday's announcement from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, again saying that they will resume offering abortion services at clinics in Madison and Milwaukee starting on Monday. She was speaking with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson. If you're looking for more background on this issue, you can check out WPR's recent documentary, How We Got Here, Abortion in Wisconsin Since 1849. Our reporters dive into the history of the state's 19th century laws related to abortion and challenges to them. You can listen to that documentary anytime at WPR.org/1849. And you can also find it right here in the Wisconsin Today podcast feed from last Saturday. And that'll do it. Ah, man, I told you it was a busy news day. Whew, happy Friday, right? I'm your host, Alex Crowe. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. Our producers were Bridget Bowden and Mallory Chang. As always, you can find us every single weekday morning right here in your podcast feed. Make sure to subscribe, and it shows up automatically. Listen to it while you're getting ready or whatever else you're doing in the morning. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.